Realtors Association.
It is 9:20 as the sun shines here, 13 degrees. Welcome to it. It is Monday, March 6th edition. Our talk around continues. Mandy Steinberger, as promised, Breckenridge Teen Center, Family and Community Center in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Always great to see your smiling face.
Always great to be here.
So how was the month of February? Let's back up. You had a lot of things going on over there in February.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Bill. Our suicide prevention QPR training via Zoom was great. We equipped a handful of people more with how and what to do in the case of if they see or hear something, you know, regarding suicide or someone they love or care for.
Information is really key there.
Absolutely.
And it's great that you gave, you know, had a chance to provide people with that.
Right. And it was a first response kind of a training where QPR is meant to sound like CPR, which is, you know, what to do.
Right.
So
let's move on to the month of March. And I love it every time you come in because we're never at a shortage for things to talk about. You have got a full plate of things coming up. I'm going to let you get started here. Let's start with the after-school program.
Of course, Bill. Yeah, no, we've got our after-school program, of course, open for youth ages 10 and up. We welcome youth under 10. They just need to be accompanied by an adult. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 3:15 to 5:30 p.m., and that's for Breckenridge, Wahpeton, surrounding communities. It's not exclusive to Breckenridge. We offer a lot of indoor things like ping pong, foosball, air hockey, pool, of course, board games, and, you know, just me possibly flinging an indoor snowball at them from time to time, too.
You do that?
I do.
Keeps things interesting. Yes. Keeps things lively.
Yes.
A lot going on over there.
The problem is, Bill, they throw them back.
Yeah. See, be prepared. It's that cause and effect thing going
right.
on. What
right.
else is happening?
So, this was our last warming house weekend. The ice rink is starting to get a little, at least the hockey area is starting to get a little slushy. So we're getting to that time of year where
I hate to hear that, but I love to hear it.
Right. Yeah. I know it's that bittersweet kind of situation. But yeah, so from here on forward, going forward, we're going to be closed for the weekends.
Okay.
Of course, people are welcome to come and use what we have out there. We just aren't going to be staffing, you know, over there at the teen center.
Do you still rent through? I mean, if people
Absolutely.
Have things going on, they can still rent the teen center.
Right. The okay. only thing is we will be like probably putting up signage to let people know that it isn't open for, you know, that it's just for the rental. So
Got
it's
it.
Private party
okay.
only.
Okay.
So yeah, no, I mean, that's, we're always open to be rented whenever our calendar is open. So so yeah, that's the good bad news.
Yeah, like you said, bittersweet.
Right.
Yeah.
So and then I am going to take us back to February just for another moment
okay.
here, though, and say, you know, the update to that Richland Wilkin Community Foundation event that we had with the Power of 100, which love the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation and what they're doing in our community. They are amazing. Jana Berndt is...
She gets it done.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does. So, of course, we had the teen center there, the Richland Wilkin food pantry, and Chehankapa Zoo.
That's
and
quite a threesome, man.
It really was. And they're doing some amazing things as well in our community. And we also had, of course, valued community members there, and everybody got to vote for the organization that they'd like to see win, you know, some Power 100 grant. And the Teen Center did get second place there, Bill, and $1,000 for our summer expansion.
Sweet.
So
gotta love that.
It was fun.
Good.
It was fun.
Well, that's the whole point.
Right.
If you can't have fun, what's the point?
Right.
Right.
So that's that update. And we've got, of course, our usual weekly events of our tournament days are Monday and Friday. Mondays are pool tournaments and Fridays are ping pong tournaments. They're, of course, our usual hours for the usual ages, 10 and up. And then first, second and third place winners get a treat and their name on the weekly winner's plaque.
All right.
And then there's table challenge Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the winners get a baked treat. from Econo, and the participants get a small treat for playing. So, and then, of course, our Win It Wednesdays, where every day the kids come in, they can register their name.
That's gotten popular.
Yes, it has. It has. And then every Wednesday I'll come in and I'll draw our winners for a free mini Blizzard. And yeah, the more days they show up, and they don't have to be there on the Wednesday.
Right.
But the more days they show up, the more names they're putting in there, the better their chances. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So,
and then you got a movie day.
We do.
Early out movie day.
We do.
I always look forward to these.
Yes. No, it's going to be a fun one. We're doing Treasure Planet. So we figured that it was nice coinciding with our St. Patrick's Day and sure. all of the gold and treasure and, you know, kind of thing. So it was kind of a little fun there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's free admission. Get free popcorn, free treats. They can purchase concessions or purchase our pizza and for $2.75 a slice or two slices and a soda or water for $6. And yeah, sign up to win our door prize, one of our three massive T-Rex cookies that Econo does a phenomenal job of making.
Nice to have friends, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you haven't tried one, you need to.
All right.
So our favorites are the Oreo caramel.
Oh.
So.
See, you had me going with the Blizzards, and now you hit me with this. That's a 1-2 punch.
Right, right.
Let me tell you.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's, and of course, like I said, just available for rentals. Contact City Hall in Breckenridge to set that up. And just want to thank everybody, all my staff, Mandy, Joey, Sam, Thaddeus, yeah. you know, and all of those at the city and the city workers that maintain our facilities. Without them, we wouldn't have the rink. Without them, I'd be moving snow out there.
It always looks nice over there. I mean, you know, winter or summer, it always really, really looks nice when you drive by. And yeah, and that's the crew taking care of it.
It is. They're those hidden heroes. So
you got it. Mandy, great to have you in here, as always. You have a fantastic month of March.
You as well.
And we'll talk about April showers and everything that brings next month, okay?
Sounds perfect.
Mandy Steinberger, Rob Breckenridge, Family, Community, and Teen Center. It's 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The U.S. potato industry now has a much clearer picture of what their contribution to the U.S. economy is. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles shares the data for the new Michigan State University study.
The numbers that are in are pretty staggering. $100.9 billion a year is generated. That's the economic contribution of the entire U.S. potato industry supply chain. 714,000 jobs every year are in some way touched and supported by the industry that begins on potato growers' families.